Kristen, obviously a big change for the Calgary Flames as Bill Peters was no longer with the group. Would this group have kind of found some of their stride with Bill Peters, or did he need that push towards Jeff Ward to get that going?
That's a bit fair to say. I would think. It's tough. It feels like so much has happened already this season for this team, and it was tough to say if Bill Peters, ultimately his message was just falling flat on that group prior to him resigning from the team in the wake of a racial epithet that he threw a number of years ago when he was the head coach of the Rockford Ice Hogs. But it seems like it seems literally that was years ago that happened, that everything, the coaching change and the upheaval and kind of the regrouping of this team happened. They're kind of just rolling a little bit under Jeff Ward. I think, you saw that game heading into their bye week and the All-Star break against the Ottawa Senators, and they looked totally flat. And they've had some games where they've had an incredible emotional response the night before, big wins, and then they kind of can't regroup and respond in and kind of manufacture that same type of intensity. So I think that's something that will be on their minds as they head in the second half of the season, and obviously try to avoid what happened last year. The Flames were the best team in the Western Conference in the first half of the season, and then everybody knows what happened in the playoffs against the Colorado Avalanche, and ultimately the Flames weren't playing their best hockey towards the stretch, towards the playoffs. So I think the fact that it's such a tight race in the Pacific Division, it's like a dogfight every night, and those two, every game seems like so important. I was talking to Milan Lucic prior to the break about this, and he's like, every game feels so important because, it's the difference between, starting the night in fifth in the Pacific Division and then ending the night in first. Like, that's what happened when the Flames played the Oilers a couple weeks ago. And I think it's, unless somebody kind of pulls away, you obviously see the California teams are not where they want to be this year, but that sort of happens sometimes. But, I do think it's going to be like that as the Flames and as the Oilers and, the top five Pacific Division teams head into the second half of the season. It's going to be a total dogfight until the end.
Kristen, we've kind of been going through the teams this week about what has gone well and gone wrong, and that's kind of what we're chatting about today. And an area from a distance here at Edmonton seems to be the ability to score goals, and some of their top scorers are not producing. Is that something that is a fact, and is that something to be concerned about going to the second half of the season for Flames?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, when your top scorer, Johnny Gaudreau, isn't putting up the numbers like he did last year, he had an almost 100-point season last year. Sean Monahan is putting up nice numbers. Elias Lindholm is still producing this year. He's, turned into a really nice player and a nice piece for the Flames since they acquired him from the Carolina Hurricanes 2 summers ago. If they don't have their top players producing at the top level, you guys know in Edmonton, when Connor McDavid's not going, and that's he's always going, that's not even a moot point. But, Dreisaitl, if you don't have those guys contributing on the score sheet, you know how much it hurts them. So, I think that it's been a bit of a different year for Johnny Gaudreau. Points haven't come easily, and I don't know what that is. He knows he needs to play better. I think there's going to be huge changes if the Flames, don't go very far in the playoffs, let alone, if they don't make the playoffs, for sure there's going to be changes. But if they don't go far in the playoffs, I think there's still going to be changes, and that could potentially mean trades. But it's huge. Their offense is powered by these guys like Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan, and I hate to say it on your radio, but Matthew Tkachuk is a guy that they do rely on him to put the puck in the net and create plays and make plays. So you don't have those guys, that's huge heading into the second half of the season. And I think they know, and Johnny Gaudreau for sure knows, that he needs to play better, and he's sort of finding his game. I think you saw that this month, but before, certainly in December, it was a bit of a tough go, and at least the first 2 months of the season were really tough for Johnny Gaudreau. So I think you know how that goes if you don't have your top players producing at the elite level that they should be.
Breaking down the Calgary Flames and what their push will look like towards the final 30 games or so of the year. Kristen Anderson's with us, a Post Media Flames reporter. This is the Jason Gregorshaw. I'm Jason Strudwick. Kristen, when you look at some of these offensive players, and I compare their stats from last year to this year, it just seems completely different. And it's, for the most part, it's many of the same players. So is it they've had now a couple coaches. Is it that the other teams are figuring them out? Is it a lack of desperation? Is it just a general malaise that they can't get over from that? What I, you know, to be totally honest, I thought that Colorado just abused them in that playoff series last year. So where is this all coming from, this general issue with these top guns?
Such a good question. I think everybody, north or south of Red Deer has been asking that same question. Like, what has been going on with this team's offense? It certainly doesn't have that consistent depth that they did last year, scoring depth. You saw the second half of the season, Derek Ryan and kind of their bottom, bottom forwards really started producing, and they had, when playoffs did hit, they appeared to have four lines that were contributing, on most nights. It's a huge question. I think, heading into this season, the Flames were playing Johnny Gaudreau, Sean Monahan, and Elias Lindholm together. That line had been together all season last year, and then that's the way they started this year, and it's pretty easy game tape if you're preparing for what this top line is going to do, and since they've been together for so long. So it's, I don't know if it is a sense of the teams have been keying in on their tendencies. I'm sure it is. I think that Jeff Ward really tried to shake things up when he took over the team and kind of tried to use guys in the best way that they possibly could, like, play to their strengths. They, for a while, were putting Milan Lucic with Johnny Gaudreau and at times Derek Ryan and Dylan Dubé was on that line too. So they tried to mix it up, but it just, it could be that. It could be just a sense of, like last year, they were just so hot, and I think they got overworked and kind of ran out of steam as the season went on and progressed. And so maybe it's a bit of that seeping into their heads. That, I don't know if it's a mental thing. It's certainly been a huge question mark. And then you have to wonder, is this team really as deep as they think that they are? Is this team, and there's been rumors and some whispers about Brad Treliving potentially picking up a right shot winger, like a right shot forward to play, in their top six. So that could be a potential look for the Flames, heading into the trade deadline. So yeah, you wonder all of these things and they're going to find out soon enough if this team is really as deep as they think they are, or as good as they think they are. It's certainly, like, watching the stat lines compared to what they were last year. Like, Johnny Gaudreau was having multi-point games and changing the game on several nights. And you just don't see that anymore from him. So you do wonder. And you do wonder if his time is done in Calgary. You wonder that. And this core, too. The Brad Treliving designed this core in mind to have at least a couple of years of continuity. And you wonder if was that the right move? So definitely a lot of questions, I think, heading into the second half of the season for the Flames.
And that's where I want to go. Chris Anderson joins us, Post Media Flames reporter. My last question for you: what has to go right outside of those top gun scoring? What's the next most important things for the Flames to get going, for them to ensure a spot in what we hope would be a Battle of Alberta in the first round?
Goaltending. That's, for me, 100%. That's the reason that they'll be in the playoffs or even in contention. I think David Rittich has had a pretty good start to the first half of the season. Cam Talbot has kind of quietly found his game. They need to play him a little bit more. I know that was a big question. When Jeff Ward took over as the head coach, he wound up playing David Rittich a little bit too much just because he was rolling, and the Flames needed some consistency in goaltending, so they just kind of kept going with David Rittich when they probably should have been playing Cam Talbot a little bit more. But, to have those two guys going, I think, is going to be key. And David Rittich, you'll see him at the All-Star game. He's kind of a bona fide number one, or he looks to be, at least. The jury's still out, I think, on him, because longevity is everything in the NHL when it comes to goaltenders and number one goaltenders. Like, can this guy produce at a high level for 82 games or however many games he ends up getting? Not 82, but, you know, less than, let's say less than 50 for him. You don't know. You don't know if he's gonna, you know, can't handle the workload. Is he gonna get injured? Is he just gonna get worn down by the, you know, rigors of the season? It's a long year, and he wanted that. You know, he wanted that heading into this year, and, you know, almost stubbornly, I think the Flames played him a little bit too much when they should have been relying on Cam Talbot. But, you know, you have to have two guys. Everybody knows it. So I think for me, the Flames goaltending is gonna be everything. And of course, if they get out of the Battle of Alberta alive.
It's going to be a fun game on, January 29th. Kristen, thanks for this. Good insight on what is going right and wrong with the Flames. All these five teams all have their Achilles heel. I can't wait to see who is least impacted by them.
Yes, for sure. Thanks for having me on.